It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are glad to be recording another edition of our weekly podcast. We are recording this one on Friday, June 14th, and it's 10:11 in the morning here at City Hall. Joining me is the Traveler. The Traveler, Ms. Cecilia Dobbs Walton, Public Affairs Specialist for the city. You were at the state capitol yesterday.
I was. I went up to Jackson for Biloxi Main Street. I'm a member on the board, but the city works very closely with that nonprofit on a lot of things, of course, in the downtown area. And yesterday was the Mississippi Main Street Association's annual awards ceremony. And during the awards ceremony, the Biloxi Main Street was given four awards. Two were given to Mayor Gillage. One, Mayor Gillage was named as one of the Mississippi Main Street Association's 2019 heroes, is what they called it. That was the category. And he was named that for the work he's doing in downtown Biloxi, including Howard Avenue. And the other was for, I forgot the exact title of it, but it had to do with Howard Avenue as well, Mayor Gillage's efforts in that, you know, making Howard Avenue, a portion of Howard Avenue back to two-way traffic, and then also stemming all the growth that's going on and all the development that is happening in downtown. Bill Raymond also won an award for his part in the Main Street and downtown areas and activities.
I think they call Bill a trailblazer.
I believe that's what it was, yes. And then Southport Restaurant was also named through the Main Street Awards for their reuse of an old building and making it into a restaurant in the downtown area. So the city of Biloxi and where the Biloxi Main Street was represented there. Mayor Gillage was in Washington, D.C., so he was absent, but Miss Serena, his wife, or some people call it Biloxi's First Lady, she was there to receive the awards, and she was very impressed, and she enjoyed the event as well.
I thought Serena G was there, and I thought they may have towed the fireboat up there, William. I had no idea. So congratulations on that. Meanwhile, while you were gone and while the mayor was in Washington, the rest of us have been dealing with traffic issues. That seems to be the talk of the day these days. And what we have going on right now, of course, is our infrastructure work, which continues to make progress north of the CSX Railway, and they're continuing to work hard every day south of the CSX Railway, the area from, say, like Porter and Benaki, all the way over to the Holy Land area near where Seashore Methodist is. So they've got a lot of road work going on. Irish Hill, for instance, is closed on its east end from like Porter Avenue over to Gill and possibly as far as White Avenue. Everybody's aware of all of that. However, now what has come to pass is that MDOT is working on Highway 90. And one of the areas that they first started working on was right there at White Avenue. And the police department has had issues, and motorists have had issues with the White Avenue intersection for some time now. The police department did some investigating into the issues that were there, traffic backups eastbound and westbound, and they discovered that there was a problem with the MDOT camera that triggers the light changings right there at White Avenue. So they got that resolved. Meanwhile, I think it was the very next week, MDOT started the work right there to the west of White Avenue. What this means for motorists is that they are reduced to one lane of traffic. Prior to this work, if you think about it, we had two lanes on Highway 90 westbound. We had one lane on Irish Hill westbound. Now we're down to one-third of the capacity. We have one lane going westbound. So it's causing a lot of problems from like 7 to 8:30 in the morning. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic westbound on Highway 90 at White Avenue. It backs up as far as Kivett Street. Mm-hmm. We apologize for this. We're very sorry. MDOT is doing this work on Highway 90 as part of the big paving project that they announced last August. What they tried to do, and they were successful in some areas, was do the work at night under the roadway without tearing up the roadway itself. Some repairs, drainage, are minor enough to where you can go in and line the inside of the drainage pipe without having to tear up the street. You can't do that in every case. It's called cured-in-place piping, where you put a substance in there that lines the inside of that pipe, and you get many more years out of the pipe. At White Avenue, at Acacia, at Rodenburg, and at Beauvoir, they were not able to do that. So they've started at White Avenue, they're supposed to be wrapped up with it today. Then they're either going to move to Rodenburg and or Acacia, one of those two. That means you're probably going to be seeing one lane traffic there. And we're going to do the best we can to keep traffic moving. The good thing about Acacia is there's not a traffic signal there, so they may be able to keep it moving. But anytime you're doing major road work, you're going to have delays.
Well, just make sure you sign up for Be Alert. Text Biloxi to 888-777, and that way you'll get information on when the roads will be closed or when traffic will be diverted in different areas.
We do the best we can in coordinating all of these projects. You got a project manager who is over all of them for the infrastructure, but he's not over MDOT. You know, so hey, right. let's just do the best we can. And we got a bottleneck right there south of Keesler. Because you Keesler, and then you look down the road and you got the beach. So it's not like there's a lot of room in there to build roads or to move traffic. So what we're going to do is just work through it, make sure we keep people aware. And there are no easy detour routes for this. I was going home the other day, and I took I-110 North. I live in West Biloxi. I took I-110 North, and I took I-10. Then I took Cedar Lake and Pops Ferry, hoping that there would be no issues with the Pops Ferry Bridge. But that's just what it requires right now while we're doing this work. Irish Hill is probably going to be another 2 to 3 weeks before all of Irish Hill is open on the east end.
Well, you mentioned Potts Ferry Bridge and talking about traffic. Well, starting June the 16th through the 22nd, the Pops Ferry Bridge will be closed to marine traffic, that's large vessels, because the bridge will not, or the drawbridge portion will not be opening June the 16th through the 22nd. This is so that contractors can install, I believe, the last stage of the underwater cable that they've been working on, and this is to, I think, replace or update the electrical panels and all the connections there. So again, the drawbridge will not be able to open the 16th through the 22nd. This will not affect motorists traveling along the bridge. Again, it's just large vessels. The city of Biloxi have been working with the Coast Guard and local businesses to let large vessels know that this is happening and maybe try to coordinate any large deliveries or pickups that some of these vessels may have to do so that they won't have to do it during this time.
From time to time you see an offshore vessel go through there, heading out to the Gulf, and that's one of the big issues.
In regard to the driving, please elude or show an awful lot of patience, which you are probably already struggling with. And as Vincent said, you may want to think through before you go home, do some creative driving. Maybe there's alternate routes, because there'll be a little bit of bump of the road over the next 30 to 60 days. But again, once it's done, you're living in heaven.
Right, heaven on earth. The other thing to remember is this, very important. When you see a road closed sign, please obey that sign. It means the road is closed. It may look like you can drive down that road, but if your vehicle gets damaged, that's on you. You know, that's one. We've had cases of people moving signs, which, you know, you can't do that. You cannot move any of the road closed signs. The other thing that we have coming up, by the way, let me go ahead and tell people to mark their calendars now. Scraping the Coast. Scraping the Coast takes place on June 21 through 23. Scraping the Coast is the annual gathering of low-riding vehicles. This means we're going to have thousands of more vehicles motoring along Highway 90, June 21 through 23. And it also means you're going to see the return of the traffic cones. The traffic plan is scheduled to be in place, and it'll probably go, the cones will go down like maybe the day before June 21st. That's going to be depending on the workload of Biloxi Public Works Department. But the police department, they would rather not use these cones. They would rather not implement the traffic plan. But we must keep traffic moving, and as part of that, we must put the cones out. Parks and Recreation has been doing some work on planting in downtown Biloxi. They did City Hall. They're next working over at MGM Park. where we are going to have the upcoming Southern League All-Star Game, right, Cecilia, coming up pretty soon. We're going to get back to that in a minute. But the big thing is Coast Transit's going to be giving free rides. We're talking about all of this. Coast Transit gave free rides this week, but on the sad note, Coast Transit was, they had to make a cutback. When is the free ride thing? Tell us about Coast Transit, please.
Okay, Coast Transit. First of all, like Vincent said, free rides. We'll get to that in a minute, but I want to let everybody know that Saturday, June the 15th, will be the last day for Coast Transit Authority to run their Route 32. Now, that's a route that went down the Pass Road and Pops Ferry Road area. I believe it was created about a year ago, and they decided to cancel it because, and to make Saturday the last day, because there wasn't not a lot of people using that route. You know, it was initially put out as kind of a test ride to see if they would get the ridership, and they're not getting the ridership. So again, that will be the last day Saturday for Route 32. But there are other routes that kind of go around in the area, so make sure you go to the Coast Transit Authority website at coasttransit.com, and it'll give you a list of all their routes and their rides. It will also give you information about the Coast Transit Authority Ride Free All Day Day. That's what they call it, Ride Free All Day. It will be Thursday, June the 20th, and what you can do is you can ride on any of the set routes that they already have, as they call it, fixed routes, on, again, Thursday the 20th. Just get on the Coast Transit Authority and you can ride for free. And it's a great chance to take advantage of the free rides, you know, take advantage of the routes, and maybe even, you know, save a little gas on your vehicle for the day and just get a hop on one of the trolleys and ride around.
And if you really have nothing to do that day, pack a lunch and just go from trolley to trans and discover the entire community where you live in another perspective.
You could, and you will not have to worry about the stress of driving on these many roads that are under construction throughout the city. Mm-hmm. Cecilia, what else we got to talk about? Because I know William wants to talk about a special issue in a moment. Anything else?
We have the All-Star Game that's going to be at MGM Park. It starts Monday, June the 17th, with the All-Star Home Run Derby and Fan Fest. And then the 2019 League All-Star Game will be on Tuesday the 18th. Both of these events are taking place at MGM Park. You can go to the Biloxi Shuckers website, or you can go to the City of Biloxi's website, of course, at biloxi.ms.us, and get all the details, the information, and even ways to purchase tickets to go to the events.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. Batter up. One other thing, William, I wanted to mention before we get to your favorite topic. Bertuzzi Park. Bertuzzi Park is a 43-acre mixed-use development. By mixed-use, we're talking residential, we're talking apartments or condos, and commercial. We're talking about the stretch of property that is right there on Pops Ferry Road, on the east side of the road, right at Atkinson. So it goes from Atkinson all the way up to the water, essentially, and it's a 43-acre site. What the developer is looking to do is provide 107 homes there, 60 condominium units, and 70,000 square feet of commercial and retail shopping space. This is this fronts Pops Ferry Road, where you have an average of 20,000 vehicles a day. The south side of it fronts Atkinson. The discussion over this development, which is a planned development, in other words, it's got everything involved in it right there on one sheet of paper, the residents who live immediately east of there, primarily on Sailor, they're a bit concerned about the increased traffic, the increased activity that they will be seeing near their neighborhood. So as Community Development Director Jerry Creel explained, what is going to happen here is transitional zoning, or transitional activity, or stair step is another word. And what we mean by that is you've got residential homes there now, single family homes, residential. Mm-hmm. What's going to be right next to that are more single family homes, residential. Next to that, what you'll have is part of phase two, you will have the condominiums, you will have the apartments right in there. What they're talking about is the number of condominiums, I think it was 60. Yeah, 60 condominium units. That is going to be the next thing. And then phase three will be the part that is facing Pops Ferry will have the 70,000 square feet of commercial and retail. So you see what Jerry was pointing out is you got that buffer from the commercial, which quite frankly, that's what Pops Ferry is going to be. It's going to be commercial. We saw the same thing happen on Pass Road. Oh. When you have a road there that generates that much traffic, you're going to have commercial next to it. So we're seeing that happen right there at the Bertussi Park site is what it's called. And so what has happened now is phase two is going to contain the condos, and then of course phase three will have the other uses commercial. But now that the conceptual design has been approved, the developer is going to do each individual phase. That's going to have to go then to the Development Review Committee, then it's going to have to go to the Planning Commission, and then City Council. So there are going to be opportunities for residents to step forward each way. But the concept for that site has been approved by the City Council. And Jerry pointed out that, you know, we're going to have increased taxes here from the land, from the homeowners, from the condo units, and sales taxes as well from the commercial endeavors. Permanent jobs are going to be created, and we're going to have some temporary jobs for the construction. So that has been a big deal, where the council wanted to be sensitive to what the residents had to say there, but they also wanted to be sensitive to the property owner, who does indeed have rights. They could have done phase one without having to go to anybody, because it's already zoned for that. But instead, they wanted to come bring this entire concept of what they envisioned for their property.
So there's no surprises, that's all.
That's a good point. That's what they were hoping for. And some people, I mean, you and I could be them sometimes too, we don't want things to change. On Front Beach, you've got some people who own property a block up, and they're saying, I love my view of the beach. Well, that might not always be that way. Cecilia, what else we have?
Well, just to make sure that you go to the City of Biloxi's website, over on the left, you can click on Public Meetings, and it lists all the public meetings, such as the Development Review Committee and the Planning Commission, and of course, City Council, and you can see their agendas, and they are public meetings, they're open to the public, so if you see something about that development or anything that you feel interested in, just make sure you look at the schedule and just go to the place where it's located, and you can attend one of the meetings and listen and find out what's going on, and again, you can just, again, it's on the left side of the City of Biloxi's website, public meetings, click on that and get all the details.
We're both in a hurry because we're working on our July edition of the citywide newsletter. That is going to be the water issue. We're going to have the water quality report in there, about 4 pages, telling people about the quality of the water that the city's providing to their home or their business, something we do every year. The other thing that we're going to have in there is a report from the mayor's trip to Washington and what he told the folks in Washington and what we see is going forward on this issue with the Bonnie Carey spillway. Finally, we're going to have a story about the fire department and the massive amount of testing they're doing in neighborhoods right now in the way of fire hydrants. They are checking every one of the city's 3,500 fire hydrants. They're making sure that they're maintained properly, and then number one, they're making sure they work. That'd be the key thing. So we're working on that newsletter, the water issue, trying to make sure we get everything in it. And we also have this other thing in the works called BTV. We're moving a step closer on Cable One with BTV. If you tune in this weekend, today through Monday, you can see Are You Ready? You can see City Council meetings, and you can see a series of vignettes that tell you about locations in Biloxi and tell you about the history of Biloxi. We're working right now without a net. We are feeling our way around, but we do have on the city's website a schedule of some programs you're going to see this weekend when you can watch Are You Ready, which talks about storm preparation, and of course the City Council meeting where they discuss the Bertussi Park project as well as other issues. And I think William Sackett wants to talk about one important issue that caught his attention, what, in the last week?
Yes, time now is going to stand still in our broadcast. Just to let you know that daily Amtrak service is only 24 months away, and this is how it reads. Daily passenger rail service between New Orleans and Mobile could begin in 24 months, and that's thanks to a $33 million grant announced by Senator Roger Wicker. Now, this 33 mil is going to join with the 30 mil in pledges from the Southern Rail Commission and has assembled to make a $60 million rail improvements needed to accommodate the passenger rail service. And Vincent, this is where you can jump in, because we're the only town that has that modal. You're going to put up a platform. It's going to, it really, it's a completion of a transportation hub.
It is the Biloxi Transit Center, which is a multimodal center right here north of the Sanger Theater, right there essentially on the tracks. And what that is whenever you're traveling from New Orleans to Jacksonville, you're going to find one in New Orleans, you're going to find one in Jacksonville, and the only one you're going to find in the middle is right here in Biloxi. What a multimodal center means is that when you come in by train, you get off of that train, and at that center right there, you're going to have long-distance ground transportation through Greyhound. You're going to have local taxi service. You're going to have shuttle service to the casinos. You're going to have a waiting room. You're going to have a ticket counter. You're going to have a well-lit area. And the only thing we need to add is that platform, and we're looking to have it covered. And the other thing, and what we would really love, is if there was a walkway, a covered walkway, not elevated, but just a covered walkway that takes you right across the street into the transit center. This is important because when you look at things like the hotel rooms we have circling our downtown area, when you look at MGM Park, when you look at the Sanger Theater, when you look at the new things we're looking to do on Howard Avenue, this would afford our visitors a new way of getting here, and it's convenient, it's safe, and you're avoiding all the road construction. You're letting Amtrak do the driving, right?
That's right, and being in the downtown area, there's a lot happening in downtown where you can just even walk around. We even have the new crosswalk on Highway 90 near MGM Park and a new one going up near the Small Craft Harbor where people can just walk across US 90 to the casinos and to some of the hotels that's south of 90 as well. So it's a lot of walkability in downtown as well.
So what happens with the 24 months? What's going to happen now is that that money has been earmarked or inappropriated by Senator Wicker, who we cannot thank enough for his leadership on this. He kind of set up the working group, what he did among all the communities and all the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. He set that up, and then there was this other guy who worked in his final years to make sure money was funneled that way, Senator Thad Cochran. Uh-huh. So you had Senator Wicker working hand-in-hand with Senator Cochran. Now, of course, you got Cindy Hyde-Smith there, and Roger Wicker, I'm sure, is going to make sure this train literally keeps moving. 24 months is what they're looking at, and if you consider the 24 months, that's going to tie in perfectly with the Bark Building. That's going to tie in perfectly with the Crest Building. Lee Young envisions those things being done. We're also going to be seeing the crosswalk over here at Main Street completed. So a number of things will all be coming
in
place. It'll look like there was a plan.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm just letting everybody know that Tuesday, June the 18th, Biloxi Main Street will be holding their monthly Bike Biloxi event. With a lot of the roads now being paved, especially in the downtown area, this is great. I believe it's a 6.5-mile little casual ride where everybody will meet. They meet at the Biloxi Visitors Center. Just hop on your bikes, make sure you have a helmet and flashing lights, and you just ride the course, and then you stop at a place that you want to eat. And so it's a fun, friendly ride in downtown. Get you a little exercise, get you out and about, and enjoy some things in downtown. Again, that is Tuesday, June the 18th, starts at 6 p.m. at the Biloxi Visitor Center. And as always, all of our information is online at biloxi.ms.us.
Go out and buy your ball tickets and go to the All-Star Game. It's going to be a nice family-oriented event, and you're going to see some people in that All-Star Game who are going to be in the big leagues. There is no doubt about that.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.